most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Delicious tap water.
That came out of my fridge, actually. My fridge water dispenser, because I'm fancy.
Same source. Okay, so, I don't know. Do you have a funny anecdote, or do you want to just jump into Drag Race?
I've never had a funny anecdote in my life, so let's just move on and stop highlighting the fact.
Yeah. Living a boring life.
Yeah, what else do you want to make fun of me for?
I don't know. There's just so much to go for.
Alone. The bad hair dye job.
It's not bad.
I know. I was just fishing for a compliment.
Okay.
yeah, let's talk about some all-stars. Okay. For once. Let's talk about Drag Race.
So, they choose Eureka over Silky. What do you think?
I was surprised. Like I said last week, I thought it was going to be both of them. I'm not surprised that it's Eureka over Silky if it was going to be one of them. But I thought it would have been cool. I think it sucks that Silky fought that hard and they were like, so good, you made history, but go away.
Yeah, go away.
I don't think either lip sync was very good at the end. That last one, I don't think it was. And everyone's like, it was so emotional. And Eureka did it for her mama. Well,
she was wearing a necklace.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't really care. I don't care about any backstory, really. Unless Silky's had, like, a thing to do with the performance. Then, okay, yeah, sure. Give me the backstory because it's in the performance. But if you're just like, this one's for you, and it's just yourself doing, like, I don't care. I don't care about these sad stories.
Yeah.
It's the thing that's in, it's just because reality TV shows ruined it for me because they focus so much on backstories.
Stupid sob stories. Like, I don't care.
I'm over it, yeah.
Do you know who doesn't have to have a sob story to slay anything she does? Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah.
She's just like, well, I'm really good at things, so I'll just go and do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need a fucking reason.
And I like Rue's Drag Race because it's not a, like, you don't get further because of those things.
Yeah.
They just do it to, like, build just connections to viewers. The characters. Yeah, yeah, for the viewers. Yeah. But it doesn't, but no, like, I feel like America's Got Talent and shit like that, like, it matters. Like,
you suck at singing, but your mom died when you were three, so yeah, we'll bring you to the top two.
Yeah, so. So Eureka State, I mean, I was like, whatever, like, the lip sync could have gone either way. I thought they were going to maybe just pick Silky and go for the upset, you know?
Yeah, go for the upset, yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad that Eureka's back, whatever.
Yeah.
She lasted in the competition longest, so it makes most sense to bring her back. She just got eliminated.
I guess.
It really sucks that she replaces TKB, though.
That made me really angry.
Yeah.
I was so,
it's like they're like boyfriends the whole, or like girlfriend boyfriends the whole season, and then Eureka's like, I choose TKB.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick you, even though Ginger should have went home.
I agree, but I'm biased because I don't like Ginger.
I'm a
but
bit no biased
one
too,
was no but one was going to vote Ginger. She does this thing where she legitimately has been, like, she's been judged well. I personally don't think she's done that great. Like, I don't think she should have won Snatch Game. I thought this monologue thing was bad.
It was bad.
And it was like, she did exactly what they said, which I'm surprised they even called her out for. And they're like, it just seems disingenuous. Like, it just seems like
true.
You're reading.
Like, she's done this act.
She does the same thing all the time. It always seems disingenuous. So I was like, okay, they finally called her out for it. And then she did not improve it. She was so fake. And they're like, oh, we loved it. What?
Yeah.
She was so fake and pandering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she knew that that would work.
Yeah.
Even though
she was told it wouldn't.
Yeah. But they're like, they're not the judges. Yeah. So she's like, Ruth's going to love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they fucking did. It's so annoying. Me too. I was so happy when they called her out on it. I was like, finally.
Yeah.
Fuck. Someone else is seeing this, you know?
Yeah.
yeah, so I just couldn't get into it. It just seemed so fake and rehearsed, and I was just like, nah.
And then she, like, when she's talking to the girl, she's like, well, I mean, without saying it, her attitude is like, I couldn't possibly be voted out, so who else could it be? I mean, it's just ridiculous to even consider
the
me.
Whole, like...
And it's like, well, no, like, everyone else is kind of doing better than you, even though the judges, for some reason, eat your shtick up. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. The whole track record thing, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. For me, it's an episode-to-episode basis. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you did last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you suck this week? You're out. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't... Fuck the track record.
Yeah. I mean, with that logic, TKB could have been out the first time she was in the bottom because she really fucked up.
She could have.
She could have, yeah. So I think Kylie should have won the monologues. She had the most, like, engaging. She got the assignment better than anyone else, I think. Eureka went for shock value, and the show production also went with shock value in giving her the win.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with that. I think Kylie for sure should have won that one.
Me neither. It just seemed like such an...
It was alright. It was like just... a good second place. Yeah. It was a good second top, but she would have... That would have put her in the bottom and people would have just voted her out immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is annoying.
Yeah. So instead they put her in the top to get rid of TKB? Yeah. Like, they'd really rather Eureka than Trinity K. Bonet in the top four? I don't understand that.
Me neither.
In what world would you rather Eureka than Trinity K. Bonet?
Not the world I want to live
in. Not the world I want to live in.
They're like, oh, coming up next, there's going to be some singing and dancing. Bye, TKB. We got Eureka here to do some high kicks and some...
In some potato heels.
She's going to roll. She's going to dress like a clown and roll.
I cannot believe. And then the gorgeous, gorgeous goddess Jada Essence Hall comes up. The Essence of Beauty herself steps out. And Eureka's just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I picture, like, here's the last boss.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Jada!
I screamed. Yeah. I had to watch it alone this week because Mike is in BC. And I fully screamed by myself.
Yeah, I was so excited.
Yeah.
And then the song comes on. I'm like, oh, this is not a good song for
I know.
Either of them, really.
No, yeah.
So I was like, well, whatever. At least it evens the playing field in that sense. It wasn't like someone's... This is their jam.
Yeah. And I really thought Eureka was going to win, but they can't have a reigning queen. No, I guess she's not reigning, but like a winner lose to a non-winner in a lip sync.
Hmm.
So any winner that's ever come on... has not lost.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't,
because they can't be like Ru can't be like, I crowned this person and then someone else who I haven't crowned beats them.
Yeah,
doesn't look good.
Yeah, I guess. I would have been pretty fucking scared seeing Jada.
Yeah,
as my opponent.
Mm-hmm.
You're there getting your clown nose ready.
Clown nose ready, and you look like a huge rectangle.
Like the scene where she's like putting her lipstick in, she's just like. And is this a super dramatic thing? She's dressed like a fucking clown. I'm like, what are we doing here?
What is this?
Why are you dressed like a clown, girl?
It's so weird.
It was a little weird. But
yeah, it's a very predictable reveal. And
yeah, of course. Yeah. Predictable performance, I would
say. Jada didn't have to do a reveal. She just looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Spun around in the ribbon...
Yeah, she gave me, like, Jasmine vibes from the
moment. Totally. Totally. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. I mean...
Finale, right?
Yeah, finale.
Girl group. Like, a song. I love the All-Star songs.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think... I really want Sonique to win.
Me too. Me too.
Now that TKB's gone.
Now that TKB's begun, I'm solidly... I want Kylie to win, yeah.
She's been doing better by the end, like...
Uh-huh. She's been doing so well. There's a couple of challenges she should have won, I think. Yeah. She should have won Monologue. I think that Monologue... Oh, and Snatch Game. I think she should have won Snatch Game.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, she should have had Snatch Game and Monologues win, which would have given us three Kylie lip syncs. Maybe that's why they're... not putting her in the win, so we don't get tired of her lip syncing, so that when she lip syncs for the crown, it can be like, oh my god, Kylie. Yeah. We love watching you lip sync. Here's a crayon.
You're way better than Ginger.
Even though Ginger's won two lip syncs.
That's preposterous.
It's disgusting.
And made so much money.
So much fucking... If she wins the crown and $100,000, I'm going to be so mad, honestly.
It's so annoying. Yeah.
I can see it happening. I'm so pre-mad about it.
I know, me too. I could definitely see her win, for sure.
Yeah.
This is so annoying, because I want Kylie to win so bad.
And I just realized this. The episode airs on my birthday.
Oh, when's your birthday?
Better this fucking Thursday, idiot.
I don't know. Birthdays.
I just said it. The episode airs on my birthday. The episode airs this Thursday.
I don't know. I watched it whenever.
Yeah, so it better be Kylie for my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm renouncing all future birthdays if Ginger Minj wins on September 2nd.
Yeah, I'd want to go Kylie, Raja, whatever.
Kylie, Raja,
If Eureka or Ginger wins, I'll be pissed.
I'll be pissed. I'll be pissed. Yeah.
Raja, I'll be like, alright.
Raja, I won't be mad because I really, really like Raja. I'll just be like, that's wrong, though. Like, she did so well, I just don't see her as a winner over Kylie. Or yeah. TKB.
The Boaters have such a good redemption.
Yeah.
And yeah. Eureka doesn't.
No. She did the exact same thing she's done on her previous two seasons. With maybe a little bit more money.
Yeah, exactly. Bigger budget. And then Ginger, too. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, there's no evolution there.
There's no evolution. You've done the same thing in your last two seasons, just with a higher budget, that you still fucked up. Yeah. You spent more money on ugly shit. Fucking Ginger Minj, god damn it.
Meanwhile, Kylie came back from getting sent home on Snatch Game. Should have won this one.
Should have won. And, like, that would have been such a good story, too.
Yeah. Raja was a bitch. Now she's not.
Yeah.
She's the nicest person.
Yeah. And, like, super talented.
Yeah. She makes everything.
She makes everything.
Like, that fact alone, I'm like, I wouldn't be mad if you won.
Exactly, because that's fucking talent. That's
super talented.
Yeah.
It makes up for some of the things that she might slack in.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, that's a great trait to have.
And, like, to win a crown based on talent, not based on reputation, like the last queens have won, is pretty cool. So, like, all we'll the All-Stars winners are for sure predetermined, which is why I think Ginger's going to win. Oh, no.
Flip to flip-floppy roo.
Yeah, true.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, just got to wait a couple days.
Got a song.
I'm so nervous.
I know, me too. I'll be extra pissed if, like, I think Kylie's going to win before they announce it. Like, if she does really well, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's going to win. And she doesn't. Mm-hmm. That just makes me... if she fucks it up completely, I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah.
You know? But I hate thinking, oh, they're going to win for sure, now that I've seen the challenge.
Yeah.
It's happened so many times.
Yeah, that's really fucking annoying. No, I don't have a song. Unless, no, I don't know.
Riveting. All right. Well, here's a song. I'm going to think of something.
You better. It better be good, too.
Fleeing every threat, playing scenes over in my head, humiliation at the bully's hand. I wanna be a kung fu man. Wish I weren't so weak and frail, afraid to even go and check the mail. I wish I knew a flying scissor kick. I'm so afraid sometimes it makes me sick. I wanna break through bricks with my bare hand. I wanna be a kung fu man. see them coming and I start to run. So many of them and I'm only one, but I could beat them all with just one hand if I was a kung fu man. Well, I'd help the helpless and help the weak and give them all the strength they seek to face the brutish, cruel and tough and stand up and say they had enough. I wanna break through bricks with my bare hands. I wanna be a kung fu man. Well, a kung fu man, he don't say much, he'll knock you out with just his touch. A one inch punch and a lightning fist, it's futile to resist. Just like Ip Man or Bruce Lee, I'd go anywhere that suited me. Just like Jet Li or Jackie Chan, I wanna be a kung fu man. Well, you never know who I might come across. A bad cop or a mob boss. Thugs and dirty politicians too would be no match for my kung fu. I wanna break through bricks with my bare hands. I wanna be a kung fu man. I wanna be a kung fu man.